Very Nearly Dead, written by A.K. Reynolds and read by Lisa Coleman.
Chapter 1. Here and Now. A lamppost brought my car to a halt. If not for the seatbelt, I would have been hurled through the windscreen. My reflexes contributed to my survival. Some instinct made me jam on the brakes as I careered out of control. Once the car was stationary, I sat in the darkness, my heart pumping wildly. That was when the boy's face came back to me, wide-eyed and open-mouthed, as did the sound his body had made when my car ploughed into him. "Oh my God, Jazz, what have you done?" I thought. I turned off the ignition and put on the handbrake, then felt at a loss as to what to do next. "Hold it together," I muttered, looking around to assess the situation. My car was at a slant because the two nearside wheels were on the pavement and the other two were on the road. I took a deep breath, told myself I had to check how the boy was, unfastened my seatbelt, and climbed out. My head was spinning, and everything had an unreal, nightmarish quality. I prayed to God I'd wake up in bed, and all would be back to normal. But deep down, I knew that however nightmarish this all felt, it was actually happening. Things swung dizzily in and out of focus, and I wondered if I'd been concussed or if I'd done something I shouldn't. Something I didn't want to think about. I walked around the other side of the vehicle to get a better view of my victim. He'd been thrown off the bonnet and landed on the pavement. I should have been in a blind panic, but I wasn't. Shaken up and distressed, yes. Blind panic, no. That's how I knew I was drunk. It was a revelation which filled me with dread. I'd sober up quickly once the enormity of what I'd done sank in. With a shock, I realised I knew the boy lying on the ground. He was a former client of mine called Sean Price and was only 16 years old. I'd got him off charges of possession of a controlled drug and intention to supply a controlled drug. He'd grown a beard since I'd last seen him, and his thin, whiskery features made him look like a dead rat. But surely he wasn't dead. His eyes were open, unseeing, but there had to be life behind them. I bent down to examine him. I'm no medical expert. I'm a solicitor. Still, I thought I'd be able to reassure myself the boy was at least breathing. He wasn't. What next, then? My stomach made an involuntary movement, a sort of flip, as I assessed the future. My specialist area was criminal law. I was a defence solicitor. It wasn't too hard for me to work out what the consequences of my actions would be, even in the inebriated and overwrought state I'd somehow gotten myself into. I didn't have to look anything up, because I'd dealt with this sort of thing for my clients many times. It was second nature to me. So much so that I was able to recite the penalties while crouching over the body. I now accepted he was no longer a boy. It was a body. There would be a prison sentence of up to 14 years, a fine, which could be unlimited, a 2-year minimum driving ban, and 11 penalty points on my driving licence. Plus, I could expect to be struck off the roll of solicitors and face disciplinary action from the Solicitors Regulation Authority. In the grand scheme of things, however, all the penalties, other than the prison sentence, would amount to no more than a slap on the wrist. I said it out loud. 14 years. It seemed an unfeasibly long time. Then I considered the possibility of time off for good behaviour, parole and so on, and reckoned I might get away with only serving 7 years. But even 7 was a long time behind bars. Too long for me, even though I was still just in my early 30s, with most of my life ahead of me, as long as I didn't somehow throw it away.